A mass exodus is underway in central Papua, where thousands of migrants and non-Papuan residents are trying to flee in the wake of spiralling violence. Dozens of people were burnt or stabbed at Wamena in central Papua province as tensions between the indigenous and non-Papuan population continue to worsen. And thousands of people have crammed the airport trying to escape before any further outbreak of unrest. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker has the latest.
The attack at Wamena was one of the single worst acts of violence in Papua for decades. Around 30 people were killed there this week after students went on a rampage in retaliation for an alleged racist slur by a teacher. I saw many dead victims, says this man. School students hit by rocks, then a young Papuan shot in the abdomen from the back. Most of those killed weren't indigenous Papuans, but migrants or descendants of other Indonesians who've migrated to Papua in the past half century. The recent violence has seen ethnic Papuans who largely support independence from Indonesia pitted against those they see as trans-migrants from other parts of the country. Many were burnt to death as the students set their shops and houses alight. We had to hide. If we hadn't, we would have died, says this man. We had to climb to the ceiling. Thank God the soldiers came to get us. In the days since, thousands of non-Papuans, as they're called, have fled to the airport, hoping to be evacuated from Wamena, fearful of further violence. The Indonesian military has been ferrying hundreds of people at a time to Jayapura. About 2,000 were still at the airport waiting. We're making three flights a day, said Indonesian Air Marshal Tribowo Budi Santoso. From Wamena, we pick up evacuees. We're hoping for another Hercules aircraft to assist. But some pro-Papuan activists fear the evacuation of non-Indigenous residents is simply to clear the way for Indonesian forces to mount a major crackdown against the Indigenous population. In the past month and a half, almost 6,000 Indonesian troops and police have been sent to Papua to crush any further unrest. Amnesty International's Usman Hamid says Indonesia must address the inequality between Papuans and non-Papuans and investigate allegations of human rights abuses if it wants to bring the unrest under control.
I'm so worried because I think this is the bloodiest time in Papua, and I have never expected to happen.
The Indonesian government has accused separatist groups of stirring a lasting conflict to attract local and international attention. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.